Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Sermons, where we explore the Word, learn the truth, and grow in grace, 6 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Cameron O'Daniel. Romans 8, verses 19 through 22. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. So this is specifically in the context right after Paul was describing that our present sufferings for the Christian, our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the coming glory of the kingdom of God, that they are not worth comparing at all. And I also mentioned yesterday how the sufferings that the world is enduring generally among all people, believers and people who do not believe in Christ, among all people, that we are all suffering and we are all going through things. We all experience suffering. So in these verses that immediately follow that one verse that talks about the suffering of the present time, Paul then talks about creation. And you may wonder to yourself, why would Paul move into speaking about creation when he's talking about people? He's talking about believers this whole time. Why would he move into talking about creation? Well, I think he did this very specifically to say that it is not only humans that are looking forward to the kingdom of God, but it is also simultaneously creation. When God created the world perfectly at the very beginning of time, when he created humans, when he created dogs, cats, animals, the trees, the sky, the birds, the sun, the moon, and the stars, when he created everything, how did he create it? It says that he saw that it was good, and he moved on to the next day, and he created the next thing in the line of his creation. So he created, and it was all good. There was no corruption. There was no sin, there was no death, there was no erosion. It was perfect, perfect creation. And then when sin entered the world through the temptation of Adam and Eve and through their sin, corruption not only came upon Adam and Eve, but corruption came upon the whole of creation. Sin infected not only people, but it infected the entire world. In everything that is happening. You don't believe me? Look at natural disasters. Where do natural disasters come from if everything was perfect at the very beginning? They come through the corruption of sin. They come through the fallenness of the world and of creation. All things, not just the human soul, but all things have fallen to corruption. The world and everything in the world, all of creation, the universe, all of it has fallen subjected to corruption. But if we look ahead to verse 22, we know this. Paul says this. He says, "For we know that the whole creation, everything that has been created, has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." So picture this for a second. Paul, when he says until now, he's not talking about 2020. He's talking about when he wrote this letter to the Romans in AD 100. I don't know the exact date, but it was around that time. When he wrote this letter to the Romans, maybe it was earlier, AD 50, probably. And he even saw, the people then even saw that, wow, this world is corrupted. This world is terrible. And they didn't even know the whole scope of the world. They only knew Europe and the Middle East and North Africa. And that's the only part they knew. They didn't even know there was a Western Hemisphere. They didn't know America and South America was here. But they themselves even then saw that the world had fallen to corruption. And that even the world, in conjoining with our souls, even the world was groaning for this new world that God talks about coming into being with the kingdom of God. Because the immediate context, verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." So if we in our souls acknowledge that there is a glory beyond what we are experiencing here on earth, then creation also simultaneously is at the same time looking ahead, saying there is a glory beyond what we are experiencing here. And the creation is saying that. Creation is groaning. Creation is groaning. We don't have to look too far to see that this is true. Just in this year alone, we are seeing things happen left and right. And what is it all pointing to? Where is it all going? It's coming to Jesus. It is coming to glory. It is coming to righteousness. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But one day, it will be the best that it could ever be. Because Jesus will be ruling and reigning. Father, I thank you so much that we can come together and acknowledge that this world is awful. This world is corrupted. And we, Christian or non-Christian, we can all acknowledge this. But it's the end of the matter that matters. And so I pray that you would help us all to realize that it's not coming to some apocalyptic end where everything will go away, but it is coming to you. It is coming to you and the glory of your kingdom. Help us to see this, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.